the number of farmers registering for drought assistance has hit the highest level ever in New South Wales, according to Australia's leading rural charity, Rural Aid. The spike in registrations saw a total of 662 new farmers register in January and February, with the majority needing fodder to feed their livestock. In the past 6 months, nationally, Rural Aid has distributed 48,000 bales of hay to more than 2,500 farmers and has dispersed more than $20 million for fodder, mental health counselling and also financial assistance. Charles Alder is the CEO of Rural Aid. He says the latest jump in the number of calls for help is a sign many are reaching a crisis point.
Yeah, I think what we've found over the last 12 months is that those who believe they were able to sustain themselves have done as best they possibly can. We received a significant number of registrations for farmers across Australia, but predominantly New South Wales last year. But we've seen a sizable uptick in registrations in January and February, over 660-odd farmers. You know, they've all come to the point where they just need a hand now, and whatever they can get, they will gratefully receive.
So this is, they need fodder, people are running out of water, people basically, we're seeing the sale yards full because people are just destocking.
Absolutely. Across the board, every element of support that we're providing to people, if it's fodder, it's hampers, it's financial assistance to pay their bills, it's water, it's just general day-to-day groceries. It's across the board and all elements of their lives are we seeing a call out for assistance. And it's not just us, but we know of other charities and other organisations that are also shelving out quite a substantial amount of money.
So in that sort of period of time, those 2 months, have you ever seen it jump up by 662?
Not specifically in New South Wales, no. Those figures for New South Wales are the largest on record for us. Last September, we had almost 2,000 farmers across Australia register in a single month. But these last 2 months have been New South Wales' biggest numbers. And it's worrying looking on because we've got to deal with the issue of a possible restriction of the fodder market. That's why so many farmers are filling the sale yards with their cattle and sheep to get whatever revenue they can. And it's not predicted to rain for some period of time. So whatever water is available in these country towns or in their dams is limited as well.
And I guess that's the thing. So we're seeing a coming together of negatives, and I suppose that's spurring people into action to ask for help or to destock or to look at other options.
Yeah, I mean, we're all very proud people, Australians in general, and farmers particularly proud. But I think that there is a growing realisation that we need to take a bit more control of our own destiny, and that's why we're seeing the sale yards full of more cattle. But the realisation that Australians have been very generous over the last 12 months and offered support to farmers. And as an organisation, Rural Aid has been in a unique position to partner with some very good companies and large numbers of Australians who've given. And so if farmers are in need of assistance, then they really do need to put their hand up and contact us, and we'll do what we can to help them.
So where is it the role for government? Where is it the role for charities? It sounds like charities are sort of stepping in, and some people maybe think government should do more.
I suppose government's role is more an infrastructure, and I suppose we look to government to maybe build dams, or maybe apply some pressure to the banks to understand that there's not much use foreclosing on people who've got reduced assets or zero asset value. We've got to work through this situation. We can't afford to have wholesale departures of farmers off the land and from these country towns. Charities have been doing an amazing amount of work in terms of feeding people and providing mental health counselling and assistance. And fodder, we've moved more fodder last year than we have in the last 5 years of our operation, simply because of the scale of the issue. It's not really government's role to be moving fodder, but I mean, we're only a small blip in terms of fodder supplies, and we can't get to everybody because it's just a logistical job. We're dealing with 50% of Queensland and flooded farmers up north, 80 or 90% of New South Wales is drought affected, and parts of Victoria and South Australia. So even as a charity, we can't do the job as well as we would like to, simply because of resources.
So when does it become a point where you sort of say, this is a national disaster?
Michael, we've reached that point, and I think that the New South Wales government have been very generous in terms of their drought assistance over the last 12 to 18 months. They've well and truly spent more than they had allocated in their state budgets, but and we're talking billions of dollars now that they've spent on drought assistance. Federally, we need to look at better resources and better water management. We've got some great water supplies in Australia, but we do need to look at dams. We do need to look at capturing more water when it does fall. How can we allocate that resource, which is a finite resource, much better? And we've got to look at ways of building infrastructure that's going to be here for the long term and not a short political cycle.
The fact that the drought has been dragging on for so long, have you found that there's been a tapering off in interest, particularly from people in the cities? They've sort of forgotten now. They're not as interested in the drought and giving to charity as they were.
I think there's a challenge with any natural disaster, and it's been interesting in Queensland that Townsville has received far more notice than Western Queensland has for the flood-affected farmers up there. Australians have faced challenges every day in their lives, and there's always a call for money. But this is a national issue that we're having to deal with here. In the next 6 to 12 months, we're going to see cattle prices, the cost of our steaks will go up, the cost of our bread products or products from wheat are going up because there's very little wheat crop that's being produced. Country towns and people are going to leave those towns because there's just no jobs there, there's no water there, the basics of life. And so we're going to find people move to bigger cities and cause other challenges for city infrastructure. So there's a whole raft of things that need to be looked at to make sure that we continue to keep rural Australia a viable area to do business and to live.